High school is not free in Kenya, East Africa. As well as tuition fees, families must find money for uniforms, including shoes, textbooks, calculators, dictionaries, pens, pencils, and more. For poor, rural families earning the equivalent of $2 to $3 a day, this is often an impossible challenge. Will you help educate bright, very poor Kenyan youth to help them find a road out of poverty for their families? Just $50 a month will allow that to happen. Gifts of smaller amounts can be combined to give youth a chance through KEEF, the Kenya Education Endowment Fund, a registered, BC-based, volunteer-run educational charity. Tax-deductible receipts are available. Donations make great gifts for Christmas, graduation, anniversaries, promotions, etc. Gift cards are available. More information at www.kenyaeducation.org or you can call us at 604-415-9397, day or evening.
We believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Nikifika kwa mta, nikifika kwa mta, ha. Hawa say wanna jump, makara wanna jump, jump. CID, CIA, MI6 Vatican, can. Middle finger waste man, Rasta man African one town roller black. Nikifika kwa mta, nikifika kwa mta, ha. Hawa say wanna jump, makara wanna jump. CID, CIA, MI6 FBI Vatican, can. Fuck these Western mans, Rasta man African one town roller black. Yeah, yeah, one time roller black. Yeah, yeah, Shari bring it back, 1-2. Mic check, 1-2, ha. Evolution is the crew, shot off on the cool, ooh. So my dreams come true, 3D times 2, yeah. Mau Mau with the crew, Bantu, what it do, Salute my old mans, rest in peace, take a shot. Look how far we done come, foreign cars off the lot. Born and raised in the east, hella seeds in the pot. But we smoke it one time, yeah, we smoke it one time, go. Nikki pick a quamta, Nikki pick a quamta, ha. How I say wanna jump, makara wanna jump, jump. CID, CIA, MI6 Vatican, can. Middle finger waste man, Rasta man African one time roller blunt. Nikki pick a quamta, Nikki pick a quamta, ha. How I say wanna jump, makara wanna jump. CID, CIA, MI6, FBI, Vatican, can. Fuck these Western mans.
Fuck a Western.
Rasta man, African, one time, roller blunt.
Roller blunt.
Yeah, Rasta man, African, roller blunt. Roller blunt, bro. Let's go.
CIA, CIA, hey, all up on my ass by the way, hey, but I'm gone for a minute and I'm smoking them strong as you get it, so you know that a buddy MIA, hey, hey, baby, she know that a homie turned cray, don't give a fuck and my jacket don't suede, and you know that a can't play, fuck a Western man, pull up with a half that gram, ayy, they can't even smoke that shit, I pull up with Shari, that's a Rasta man, ayy, yeah, you got a problem fam, you got a problem fam, yeah, then I shoot that shot, hit him in the brain, ayy, yeah, I got that fam.
Nikki pick a quamta, Nikki pick a quamta, ha, how I say wanna jump, makara wanna jump, jump, CID, CIA, MI6 Vatican, can, middle finger waste man, Rasta man African one time roller blunt. Nikki pick a quamta, Nikki pick a quamta, ha. How I say wanna jump, makara wanna jump. CID, CIA, MI6, FBI, Vatican, can. Fuck these Western mans, Rasta man, African, one time, roller blank. Yeah, yeah, one time, roller blank.
Hey Mars.
Yo.
They say they'd ride or die, but you watching over his shoulder, G. These streets are not for you, man.
Yo, I gotta watch these fakes, B. Omizo kunipima.
Una fine inis in my sector.
Yo, it's Queen Hardy, Joe. I'm just trying to put on for my city, the 15, G.
Yo, Nairobi na gus, umepotea. Hapa ni F, ina tubeba. Watch these schemes, nigga. Primo msela.
Yeah, I'm about to kick it 1-2. Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah.
In the smallest of cities with the biggest of dreams. It's the smallest of minds, I got the mean, it's the schemes. And that's word to my G's. I never been slipping, young G be getting pussy ever since it was a kitten. And the pesa, hope it comes sooner. Cause rappers won't beat, but I just treat it like it's tuna. The grind is the grind, from the solar to the lunar. I'm like, come, baby, come, that's the Christopher Miguna. I'm chasing dumb jomos like my vodka need the soda. The gyms in Minnesota got me thinking in Minnesota. I'm all about the money, give a fuck about the order. Cause my fragrance is the guy. I'm going for the ganji. My homies stay caked up, and I ain't talking manji. Shoutouts go to Eleanor, Tasha, and to Angie. You couldn't fall for me, but you probably gon' bungee. As soon as I kill this, all my niggas comfy.
LA, stand up, watch me represent. Cause when we doing what we doing, we just implement. Strapped up like a soldier going out to war. Nairobi, my city's going out to y'all. Said you ever been slipping?
I never been slipping.
You ever been slipping?
I never been slipping.
Smooth like me. Words like Adele to increase clientele, but I bet you wouldn't tell. I'm up on the streets like a midnight marauder. I grow like a cactus if the streets is getting hotter. They try to touch me, well like a pricky. And rappers kinda fake like some implants on Nicki. Yo, he's killing me, he's killing me. These radio stations picky, so I switch the game up. Like a duh, hell, sick, you see I'm biggie. Your G's coming short like that Inspector Mwala. My G's on the block, know it's all about the guala. I'm so cool on the mic now, when he chip or kiss in a chicken, you keep boss, so keep floss, so keep hizzy. Unnecessary noise, losing weight like a zizzy. So who can let the die, but would you with sick skizzy? These bars that define me a criminal. This marijuana making me subliminal. Man, your flows ain't tight, they ain't original. I'll fire on the mic, homie, watch me get physical.
Never be slipping, no. Never be slipping, yeah.
Mara ni padni, mara pamela. Huwezi kuchange kama motive ni hela. Kuran my track, kikatinde reba. But a true sportsman jo, juye mafela. Where my girl stay loyal like she Winnie Mandela. Huni yungwana, mama mbotela. Hii Nairobi ni kujitolea. Kusaka saka dosi, kuzingojea. Ati kuningorea. Hii Nairobi ndogo jo huwezi potea. Nikisha kupata jo na kuumbea. Yeah.
We are deal with food.
Mic checker. Yo, can anyone hear me?
Can I try eat food?
Can anyone hear me?
Over here.
Yo, mic checker. It's that new era show. Another week, man. You know what it is. We're chilling and seeded Musqueam territory out here in UBC Point Grey campus. You know what it is. That's our Musqueam acknowledgement. Rasta man, soldiers, we represent, man. You got to hold down the land, man. You know what it is. It's a new era show. You know what it is. We're up to the usual shenanigans. We got the main homies in the studio as usual. Kawaida, homie, introduce yourself.
What
one
up,
more.
What up, man? It's just K. I'm back at it like a crack addict. Yo, Maxi's here again.
Every week, man. You know, we got Alpha Mars coming straight out of motherfucking Nairobi.
Alpha Mars, we're looking out at you. Keep doing your thing,
man.
It's
an international show.
That's what it's about, man.
Gang, gang, gang.
Diversity. And speaking of diversity, new era, we got a special guest. Can I hear you say with me?
Special guest.
Yeah, we got a special guest. Special guest, please introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. My name is Daybreak, and I want to say it is a very big honor to be here on the new era here on CITR. So many great musical legends have been on this station in the past up until now, so I feel very honored to be here right now.
Yo, blessings. That's how we start the show. Blessings upon the earth. Yo,
yes.
Daybreak came to join us, man. He came all the way. You know what I'm saying?
saying, he's traversed the seven seas, man, to, okay, not to be on the New Era show, but I mean, he lives in Vancouver.
Kind of,
man,
to be on the New Era show.
He
pretty
would
much
cross the seven seas to be on the New Era
yes,
show, man.
Yes, I would.
Yo, thank you so much for coming, bro.
Happy
we're
to be
honored
here.
To have you, you know what I mean? We got some tracks of yours we're going to play tonight. We're going to introduce you to the audience, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to start it off like this. Daybreak, let me just, yo, DJ D-Rec, cut that beat.
The beat is cut.
Yeah, the beat is cut. See, I got my own DJ. Shout out DJ Just K.
What
anyway,
gang.
Yeah, Daybreak. Moment of silence. Please tell us something about Daybreak. Who is Daybreak?
So I've been rapping since I was about 9 years old, way back in the day, since I was a little child. And in my early 20s, I decided to move to Asia, to China first, and then eventually I relocated to Seoul City, South Korea, learned to rap in the Korean language, and I've kind of been exploring hip-hop through a variety of cultures as well. I've got a huge appreciation for foreign language hip-hop in general, whether it be French stuff, Russian stuff. I like to listen to a lot of hip-hop in a lot of different languages from around the world, and
Swahili.
I kind of, yeah. Sure. Anything,
Farsi,
man.
Bro, Farsi, yeah.
Any, I love all of it. You know yeah. what I mean? I love hip-hop as an art so much, and I have since I was very young. And so I was in Korea for a while, kind of on that journey in the entertainment industry here, and now I've returned to Vancouver to complete my hip-hop mission.
God damn, it's a mission.
It's a mission.
Conquest.
Yeah, man, yes. You gotta get in tune with that vision, you know what I'm saying? Reminiscing got me wishing, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Just K got some freestyles for us today, don't
always,
you, bro?
Always, bro.
Always. And Daybreak, I didn't get a chance to break it down to you, you know, it's one of those surprises that comes yeah. with the New Era show. But we gonna have you freestyling tonight with us. What you think, bro?
I'm ready for it, man.
You see, that's what I like.
I'm ready for anything.
That's what I
sounds
like.
Ready.
I'm always ready for anything.
Wait, it's gonna be hard pressed though. I mean, Just K over here is the reigning champ.
Reigning champ.
What is this, a competition? Can we not freestyle in peace?
We can freestyle in peace. We like to go off the top here though. We just want to okay. know. Is that your style or like
off the top?
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Like
you know
I love okay. rapping and I'm happy to give yeah. freestyle a try.
Would you be down to like spit some raps in Korean, something?
Yes,
something
I want to rap in
awesome,
Korean for you.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah. New Era show. You know how we
that's
do.
Dope.
Yo, DJ, bring that music back. You know, now we good. It's a New Era show. We live here, man. We
who's
gonna
that?
Come back
is that
right
Alpha
now.
Mars?
This is still some Alpha Mars. Nairobi's Primo. You know what it is. Ooh. But like right now, we gonna switch it up. We gonna bring some Daybreak, baby. We gonna bring that Daybreak in the nighttime. You know what I'm saying? It don't make sense, but it makes millions. New Era show. That's how we do. All day, every week. I'm just kidding. We only hear once a week. Coming through with our Daybreak.
Welcome to East Van, where the fiends are slanging. Not the type of place you want to be hanging, unless you got cash in hand and be clear about what you're demanding. Is it rock, powder, bumps, or grams, man? Bitch, state your purpose. And don't look nervous, otherwise your cash money is worthless. This ain't customer service. You're looking like a pig on the surface. And cops don't protect and serve us. They're here to observe us. So keep it on the low now. Show me cash in hand, take it slow now. Or it's gonna go down. Ain't nobody to trust in Old Town. Moving chip by the pound and sold out. Stay dirty and low down. With the fist of iron, but split when we hear them sirens. You could find me on the corner with these blocks of yay. Fuck around, your body found 3 blocks away. Now spark that spliff. I'm the reason that the seasons exist. I'm coming in through the mist. Convert the masses as I smash and resist. Till the day I cash out, I'ma stay lit. And it's a hell of a trip. It's Van City and we steering the ship. Cops ask, we ain't telling them shit. We grab the baggie and split. And hit the corner cause it has to be flipped. We stay heavy-handed and tight-lipped. It's time to ignite this deadly melody for the righteous. They can try, there's no way to fight this. It's the will of Osiris. We spreading like a terminal virus. In your last breath, regret you tried us. Master flow riders with an ounce in hand, blazing J's as we trounce your band, so y'all can bounce, just scram. Day the man with the master plan, so y'all can bounce to this master jam like this. Van City,
put your lighters up.
Montreal,
put your lighters up.
It's C-Dot,
put your lighters up.
Yo, everybody,
put your lighters up.
In Ethiopia,
put your lighters up.
Yo, New York,
put your lighters up.
Las Vegas,
so dope,
break awake, I'm God's gifted. Last leader of the resistance. Always sipping on liquids full of alcohol to stay twisted. Take the gin tonic and mix it. This is sheer persistence. Erase MCs from existence. They built for sprints, I run the distance. And in case you missed it, yo, I'm the best there is. Ain't nobody wanna test this kid. So y'all can place your bids on who the last man standing. Others follow, well, I'm commanding. Flow beyond understanding. Spit wisdom while my mind expanding. In my kingdom, all my minions keep chanting. Daybreak the chosen. Master of the mic, I'm holding. Beats, rhymes, verses that are exploding. You get curses from Odin. And all my false idols are golden. All in, well, the others keep folding. They can only keep hoping, yeah.
Put your lighters up.
Quebec City.
Put your lighters up.
Yo, Mumbai.
Put your lighters up.
L.A.
And we back, and we back, and we back with the homie, the one, the only, Jesse Day, aka Daybreak. Now, bro, just one question, question. Why Daybreak, man?
Why Daybreak? Because my name is Jesse Day, and I feel like Daybreak is the dawn of a new era. It's the beginning of the day. And I came back from a long kind of storied career in Asia to come back here and kind of pursue hip-hop single-mindedly. So I figured I needed a name that could kind of represent that sort of new beginning.
Damn.
Damn.
Yo, have you ever heard an artist explain their name like?
Nah, I've never heard such of such a meaningful name.
Yo, why you call Just K?
No one in this. Yo, you already know why it's Just K. It's just me, bro. It's just Keon. There's nothing else to it.
Yeah.
Artists out here trying to portray a different life. People trying to be something that they're not.
Yeah.
I'm just me.
Exactly. And you know, Daybreak is just day.
No, that's dope. We had a lot of artists come in here. We asked them the same shit almost every time.
Mm-hmm.
No one really got a real like. Straight up, and they don't really know. They're like, "Oh fuck!" Like,
I mean, at the end of the day, you don't have to know. You know, it's not important. It's not important, but like, you know,
you thought about it. You thought about that shit for a minute.
And that's guiding you. It's guiding your music, and like, you know what I mean. So, like, bro, we just listened to your Lighters Up remix. Clearly, you're a huge Lil Kim fan.
You know what's interesting? I'm a huge fan of the old school, and that particular track. Like, when I came back and decided to pursue a career in hip hop, kind of single-mindedly, like I said. I wanted to do like a passion project. I knew that like doing a remix is not the best because you can't play it in everywhere. You can't submit it everywhere because it's not your own. You don't own the master, right?
True.
But I just love that song so much that it was like something compelled me deep inside me to make my own version of it. So that's kind of the first project I took upon myself when I arrived back.
That's dope.
And like speaking of arrive back, why did you leave in the first place, bro?
Well, it's a long story, but I'm going to condense it because this show's only an hour long.
Yeah.
So back in the day, I ended up getting really involved with the Korean community when I was a rapper. I used to rap here and do live shows like 10 years ago, something like that. Crazy. Yeah. I'm a lot older than I look.
That's so true.
So back in that day, I ended up kind of getting really involved with both the Korean and the Chinese community here. And I ended up doing a lot of shows, especially for the Chinese community, which was kind of very interesting, but for Korean students and stuff like that too. And I started to get really deep into Korean hip hop, which, like I said, I like foreign language hip hop, and Korean hip hop was one of those styles that really kind of attracted me, and I got really into it. So I kind of decided through all my shows were all these like Asian students every time I did a show back in the day. So I kind of took that as a sign in a way. And was like, why don't I go to Asia and do not only hip hop, but kind of expand and just, you know, I took acting as my major at university back in the day. And so I decided, like, why don't I just kind of pursue an entertainment career over there? Because I started to get into some cheesy K-pop and stuff, too. And I got into some, like, Korean actresses, and I really wanted to meet them and work with them. And that was kind of one of the motivating forces. And just to experience life in a different culture to the fullest, because I spent most of my life in Canada up until that point. So why not? Kind of something you can relate to, I'm sure. Like, go to another country and try something new. So that's what I did. It was awesome, but now I'm back and it's time to get to business.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Thank
I'd like
you so
to
much.
Say, I ain't Canadian, I ain't a resident, but like, I'd like to say welcome back. At the same time, man, I ain't happy because like, now the game got one more competitor to add to the list, man.
There's no such thing as competitors. That we're all growing together, and I really want to see Canadian hip-hop as a whole grow together because I think it doesn't have enough representation out there.
Yeah.
And actually, part of my mission is not only for myself to grow as an artist, but to help other artists and kind of along the way be a community and kind of expand together as just hip-hop around the world, but Canadian hip-hop as well.
Exactly. Yo, that's this is a deep guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you deep, so much.
Wise man. Definitely a wise guy.
Yo, no.
Maxi.
Because I'm old.
I see you got a deep question, man. You bust that deep question right now, bro.
I'm sick. I didn't actually have a deep question.
Oh, man.
I got.
I actually thought you'd do.
Max.
I'm just joking. Yo, what's up, man? You sick? Like, it's flu season or what?
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, I'm done for real. It's, like, bad. I'm on antibiotics and shit.
Damn.
Hella sad.
Sorry about that, bro. Damn.
Off of the Zans.
Yeah, homie's sick. He really sick, man, on the beats and also in real life, you know?
Yeah, man. So, like, I got a question here.
Go ahead,
So when you make your music, do you record it yourself? Do you mix it yourself? Master yourself? Or do you pay producers and go out and all that?
So when it comes to the actual beats themselves, I usually make them together with a producer around here called DJ A-Slam from Global Party Starters. And those guys are blowing up right now. They just did a track with Elisa Strada.
Nice.
And they're always on their grind. And so I've kind of joined that team, become part of the Global Party Starters community, if you will. And their producer, also studio engineer, also DJ A-Slam, is really, really precise with both the beats. So I come from a traditional musical background. You know, I started playing clarinet in grade 6, bass guitar in grade 7, and snare drum in grade 8. And I kind of just went from there.
Damn.
So my background comes from actually writing, like, music on instruments.
Yeah.
I used to play in punk bands, metal bands, all sorts of random stuff.
Damn.
So
been around the block.
Yeah, so when I came and I approached hip-hop, I took it from that perspective of I wrote most of my beats on a bass guitar or an actual guitar,
yeah,
and then went to the studio with DJ A-Slam, and then he was able to, you know, take those notes
and turn
it into an electronic version.
For sure.
And then he taught me how to use Reason, which is the program I use to make my beats. And then I do not mess with mixing and mastering. I know nothing about it. I don't want to know anything about it. It's so complicated and it makes my head spin. So I leave that to him.
Yeah.
I kind of make the music and then give it to him, and he kind of adds his own personal touch. And every single time he does, I'm just absolutely blown away. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm working with Global Party Starters.
Yo, shout out Global Party Starters from the New Era Show. Shout out.
One of our sponsors of the night. And
one of our sponsors. Yo, now it's that time. We got our
Is it
sponsors
that time
of the
night?
Yo, I want to say shout out my sponsor, KLM. Got me from the East Coast to the West Coast, safe and sound. Thank you, shout out. I appreciate it.
Shout out. And
Sophie,
we're going to do another couple shout outs right now. You know, shout out to UBC, our secondary sponsor. They've been sponsoring us for a couple of years now. And
shout out.
The TELUS pitch competition is still out there.
Jeez,
pitch your small business to TELUS.
Exactly.
They sponsor us. The future's friendly. The new era's friendly. You know how we get it, baby.
You know what it is. New era show. And I'd like to say something. So when I was conversating with Daybreak, I was like, bro, how did you even hear about me? You know what I'm saying? Just some young homie from, like, you know what I mean? The jungle that is Nairobi, you know what I'm saying? And, like, and Daybreak just, like, explain to the other artists out there how we're all so connected in this world. Just explain to them.
Yeah, so when I got back, one of the first things I wanted to do was find out what the local scene is like. First of all, I was really stoked to see that some of the artists I used to do shows with back in the day blew up. Snack the Ripper, Sunreal. You know, I used to do shows with Mocha Only and stuff like that as well. And it's great to see up-and-coming van artists. Mercules right now, I think, it might be the greatest rapper from Vancouver in a long time. And so I just really got to exploring the scene and learning all about it.
Mm-hmm.
And in my exploration of looking up hip-hop artists, I came across you, my friend, Mr. Eric Shari, the Afrolution. And I came across your stuff on SoundCloud,
shout out SoundCloud,
through an article and got in touch with you. I didn't even know you had a radio show.
Yeah.
I was just like, hey, local artist, he's good. I listened to your stuff. I thought you were good. Why don't we connect, talk music, hang out, have a few beers, maybe do a track together, something like that. And then you were like, yo, I got this show on CITR radio.
Yeah,
why don't you come on? Wow.
Exactly.
It was awesome.
Like, why I wanted to bring that story up, you know what I'm saying? It's not because I'm famous. Shout out, mama, we made it.
No,
the point is, like, what I was telling Daybreak, like, as an up-and-coming artist myself, you know, as someone who's a hustler, someone who's out there day and night, someone who just can't eat or sleep without thinking of, like, his goals, you know, you got to put yourself out there, man. You can't just sit back and wait for people to come to you.
No.
You know, you got to go and explore. You got to go do your research, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Try and make those connections yourself, you know. You never know what could happen. Like, I've been through the same position. When I came to the city, I had no idea where to start, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Howie Flavio coming live from North Van. He introduced me to Just K. And ever since then, you know what I'm saying? Like, the connection just started coming. So, you know, Hustle.
Yeah,
hustle.
And you know what? As an independent artist, and especially somebody coming up with new music, it can be very vulnerable to kind of put yourself out there, to kind of contact people who are already doing it, and to say, "Hey, here are my songs. Here's what I'm doing." Yeah. It's not easy. It's a nerve wracking feeling. It's when you hit that send button.
They already got their click.
Yeah, exactly. So there's worries about that, and there's worries. What if they don't like my material? Uh-huh. But you really have to be able to kind of, I think, overcome that sort of trepidation about contacting other artists, producers, DJs, shows, or whatever.
Yeah.
And just show them what you got. And exactly. If it's not good enough, then make something new that's better.
Hey, you ain't got nothing to lose but everything to gain, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out, man. I got some fans in Korea tonight because of Daybreak. So shout out to you, bro.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Shout out Daybreak, man.
Yeah, for sure. You know what it is.
Korean fans. Yeah, man. Shout out CeeLo, too, man. We got some Chinese fans, man.
Shout out CeeLo, Cicero Chow, coming straight from Beijing out here in the Vancouver City area.
That's my man.
Shout out. That's my homie. Now, what we're going to do right now, we're going to come back with Daybreak's second song. And what is it called? It's called Probably...
Probably Drunk.
Probably
and,
Drunk.
It's the interesting thing about this song is the lyrics are a little bit about old... And the image, when I took the photos for it stuff, I made it kind of old school 1920s Prohibition era style. So it's kind of about distilling gin in the basement back in the day and staying one step ahead of the fuzz. That's what it's all about.
Damn.
That's what it's about.
You really look older than you look.
Shit, bro. This homie is deep, man. This guy went to Korea. Who knows what the hell he saw there? You know what I'm saying? This guy coming with that wisdom back to Vancouver.
I like it.
You know what I'm
saying?
Spicy, the game,
man.
The game just got recharged, man,
yeah.
With that knowledge. All right, we're going to come back with this track. Yo, hit us up on Facebook. Shout out all our homies on Facebook. We see y'all. Thanks for tuning in. We do this for y'all. For real. And also for myself. I gotta do this for myself, you know what I'm saying? But you know what it is. Thanks for tuning in. We coming straight back to New Era Show, baby.
Fill my glass up. It's Daybreak. Here we go. Killer swilling 40s of rum. A boost, willer killing shorties for fun. I got a full stock, homie, yeah, barrels of ale. Just tell me what you need, cause I got barrels for sale. We partying like Prohibition just in.
Yep.
It's black market in the city of sin. Light up the target cause we in it to win. I'm working magic in the basement with the stealing some gin. We got cases and cases of hard shit. Type of hooch to make a genius retarded. Aged oak cask, highly regarded. If you wanna do the deal, sign on the dotted. Now let's toast to success. When it comes to vice dealing, yes, I'm known as the best. A straight shooter, no charlatan. Your best friend when you got liquor money to spend. I said, hey, from the back to front. Daybreak, got the beat to make your body jump. Yeah, plus I'm probably drunk. I bought another case in case you already drunk. So come on, we need a back to front. Daybreak, got the flow to make your party jump. Yeah, plus I'm probably drunk. I bought another case in case you already drunk. Top shelf, man, fuck that cheaper swill. Daybreak drink like the motherfucking Reaper kill.
Damn.
No time for these lightweights, they weaker willed. Wine, women, songs, stay strong while y'all are sleeping still. I'm brewing up a new batch. This 151 make your liver collapse. My rhymes flow like a river of raps. Drown your whole crew in a river of paps. Gone. I am the champ, unrivaled. Shot after shot, hold the heavyweight title. You don't wanna step in the ring. You ain't got a way to bring death to the king. A glorious thing, the whole world is mine. The last at the bar when the stars align. Line my drinks up three at a time. Bourbon, absinthe, and tequila with lime. Hey, from the back to front. Daybreak, got the beat to make your body jump. Yeah, plus I'm probably drunk. I brought another case in case you already drunk. So come on, we moving back to front. Daybreak, got the flow to make your party jump. Alcohol above the norm again. Another drink and I'm born again. All my booze fiends just storming in. Can't purify us, we was born in sin. Born to win.
with the will of a champ. Y'all irrelevant, they still in demand. Yeah. Down a whole lot of liquor, party till we swerve, but observe the bigger picture. It's divide and conquer, we monsters, lawless commando contras. It's heartless if anyone deny me booze. It's like your kids were starved and you denied them food. But my supply's so deep with marked crates. Fuck with my supply and seek a dark fate. But if you with me, know I got your back. And if you buy me a drink, I'ma get you back.
Just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media. I own my media. The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So much been missing, got me so nostalgic and thinking about how I was raised through my childhood. Still astounded, if I explain all my pain, will you give me, I doubt it. But I'll never falter, I just won't allow it to get to me.
House rules, baby.
We back, baby.
It's back. It's the New Era show. And y'all know the house rules.
You know.
We bring that fire every time.
We have to. Ain't no other way.
If you're a local artist from the Vancouver or Greater Vancouver area,
yeah,
please send your music our way and we will probably take a look at it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Send us a message on 604-822-2486. That's 604-822-CITR.
Sit back, roll a blunt, grab that cushion.
Yeah.
Grab that cush too.
Yeah.
And you know how we gonna do, baby.
Vroom vroom.
That's the smooth moment of the segment of the show.
Yeah, now
we'll swing it back to air.
Yeah. Thank you, Just K. Coming live from unceded Musqueam territory, UBC Point Grey campus, the New Era show. Another Wednesday. You know what it is. We got the homie Daybreak. You know what I'm saying? The legend in the making. Daybreak.
Thank you so much for saying that.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta say it, man. You know?
You could write a book. You might
exactly,
as well.
Yeah. You might as well, man. And you know, so Daybreak, before the break.
Oh.
At the end of the day.
Oh shit, shout.
Nighttime.
What you talking about?
We got to find out a little about you, like, you know, where you're from, you know, where you're at. And like, now we're trying to progress. So like, tell us, bro, like, where are you going?
So those two tracks that we just played were kind of my first kind of foray coming back home.
Mm-hmm.
But I've actually, this didn't come out that long ago, but I've improved as a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Infinitely since that time. I've been practicing every single day, and I'm working on a new track called Rap Assassin.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be recorded next week and probably come out this month or next month. I'm going to do a music video for it too. And that for me is my real magnum opus, if you will. That track for me is something near and dear to my heart and something I've been working on for a long time in terms of not only making good lyrics and good rhymes, mm-hmm, but creating new flow patterns and new ways of rapping, mm-hmm, in it that I think are very fascinating. So
yeah,
I'm kind of trying to explore the art as deeply as I can moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So my next track's coming out, and that's kind of, and video as well, and that's where I'm at.
Can we get a sneak peek? What's the track called, bro?
Track is called Rap Assassin.
Are you listening or yeah. No, dog?
My bad. Rap Assassin.
And
like,
the
what is it about? Like, you're the Rap Assassin?
Yeah.
Or like, story?
So it's about death and destruction, but in a very spiritual way. Almost like I'm an assassin to sacrifice souls for the dark gods.
Damn.
Now, it's a little bit deep. It gets a little bit crazy, but there's going to be some chanting, some kind of like...
Drink.
It's almost a religious experience in terms of death and destruction. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm coming out with that track. The music video is going to involve a massive snake wrapped around my head, a real snake. We're going to have katana blades slashing.
Who's shooting this video? So I'm a film student. I'm really interested. I do a lot of videos myself.
So far, I do a... Here's another thing. I do a YouTube show as well, all in Korean. I've been doing it for years. So I'm probably going to get some of those crew members to work on the video as well. But I'm wide open in terms of who wants to work on it. So if you want to help me out with it, it would be dope. It would be super
dope. Throw that on the demo reel. Goddamn.
Yeah, so one of the other concepts, too, is I want to get dirt bike riders doing... huge dirt bike jumps over my head.
Damn,
well, I've got a katana blade and an open bottle of Henny.
Jeez,
it's getting deep. It's getting deep. So, I'm really pumped about this song, as you can tell.
Yo, I'm fucking pumped.
Yeah, that sounds lit, man. Video, you got your logistics set for that? Yeah, are you trying to figure out everything for the video?
For the video, so I found the snake. This was one of the most amazing things that happened. I was on Granville Street. I was shooting. I did a spicy food challenge recently at Wings on Granville. That's what my YouTube show is all about.
Spicy food
challenges. Ooh, yeah. So we challenged at Bobby Wings. It was crazy. But one of my friends who was in the show, it was so funny because we were talking and I was telling her about the video. And I'm like, I want a snake, I want this and that. And she's like, but how are you going to find that? And I was like, well, I just feel like when I have a positive mindset and positive energy and I really believe and I keep working on the track, that the right people are going to come to me. And 5 minutes later, we walked outside and a woman with a huge snake wrapped around her neck, right after I was talking about I want a snake in my video, a huge snake, walked by. And I went up to her and she was like, yeah, you can use my snake in the video, $20 an hour. I'm like, yes.
Damn.
Yes. So and it's domesticated, it's trained to be able to just like chill around people's necks and stuff. So literally I just
That's
ran into the perfect
business.
Person. Yeah, it is. She charges people $5 a pop to put the snake on and take a
damn.
Picture. Yeah. So I literally ran into the exact right person for the job.
Does that shit come with like life insurance? Like you gotta sign a waiver or something? Like,
no, it's up to my own risk. The snake could strangle me or bite me and there's nothing I can do about it. I'm willing to take that risk because it looks pretty domesticated and it doesn't bite. It'll just strangle if it gets really angry.
You can take her.
Snake strangling.
Yeah, you never know, man. Honestly, lions look like some big kitty cats. You know what I'm saying? Like, they look pretty domesticated from far, but actually, like, fucks with no lions, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, lion's a little different, though.
It is.
It looks domesticated. Yo, snakes are very different, man.
Snakes are fucked.
How can you tell a snake is domesticated, bro? Like, something in its eyes?
I got to pet this snake a lot. To hold it a bit, and it seemed cool. It just chilled. It was really cool. And I think it trusts its owner, so I think I trust her fully to come on set. I mean, I ain't exactly working with a big budget, so random snake lady on Granville Street,
it's
the bill.
It's gonna cut it.
Yo, if we got any volunteers, we're doing first aid at Vancouver General. Yo, man,
Maybe a paramedic on set would be nice.
Sure, yeah.
A couple would be good.
One of those extendo clips, you know, just in case you gotta grab it.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's amazing. Daybreak. Back in the city, bro. So like so far, you've told us about like this one project.
Yeah.
Like, you got plans for like maybe an album or like a tape or something?
I'm gonna be working on singles for now. I actually got a producer in Korea as well. He makes songs for a lot of the top K-pop groups and performers over there, including G-Dragon. Anybody who knows K-pop will know G-Dragon. And he's making a song for me right now too. He's working on a beat right now. We used to do work together when we were back in Korea. So that'll be another track I'll probably be recording in November and releasing that. Now I'm just kind of working single by single and trying to get some music videos together.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I'm focused on. In terms of an album, I would absolutely love to eventually put one together. But for now, I think I want to, like every month or two, I want to release a new single. That's kind of the schedule I want to be on right now.
Monday.
You know what, bro? You gonna do it. You got the blessings of the new era on you.
Yes,
you know
I do. My first
it's a new day.
Like I was saying, my first media appearance since coming here and deciding to pursue hip hop. So it's a major blessing. And like I mentioned too, man, like CITR is a station that has been around for so long and so many legends have been on this show. So on CITR, so I feel like it's a great start.
Shout out Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg was here as well on the Nardua show, but we got Juske on the new era show.
Yeah, remember we were gonna get Snoop that one time, but then missed his flight or whatever. Man, it's all Gucci.
Our schedules are clashing and shit. But
it's
like,
all Gucci.
Next time we got Daybreak, man. That's even.
I got a question for you though, Daybreak.
Yes, sir.
Do you have some clout back in Korea?
Yeah, so through my YouTube, in terms of clout, well, let me clarify. I'm a minor celebrity in Korea because of my YouTube show. It's got 85,000 subscribers right now. They're all Korean. And if you go to any of my videos, it's just every comment's in Korean. Everybody watching's Korean. So in that sense, I got a lot of TV appearances based on my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is also 100% in Korean language, but it has English subtitles. So you can search Jesse Day on YouTube. And if you're into spicy food challenges, which my man Eric just brought up right now.
Damn, yeah. The DJ.
Jesse Day, yo. So, I'm going to share this with the Facebook Live people. Man.
Yeah, please share my channel. This was one of my later videos. We were just trying Thai snacks. That girl's a celebrity in Korea. Shout out to Mint. She's like a K-pop singer from Thailand. But yeah, I've had several Korean celebrities on my channel as well doing spicy challenges with me. And I forgot the original question. I started going off.
So you got clout in Korea.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of people know who I am in terms of, because I'm like, Koreans love eating spicy food, and they have a belief that foreigners cannot eat spicy food without dying. So I kind of came out as the foreigner who can destroy spicy food challenges, and so I got a lot of respect because of that. So I got street cred for my spicy food eating abilities over there.
So when you pull up to the club, you got 100 ladies around you, a bottle of Hennessy and a bottle of Tabasco on the side.
And they've all got spicy chicken wings and shit, yeah.
You're lit. That's lit, man.
Yeah, I was waiting. I was actually gonna say something like that. He got a bottle of Hennessy in his left. Got the Tabasco sauce. Oh, yeah. King, man.
Tabasco's too weak. Yeah, you got to go with that death sauce, that ghost pepper sauce, like that.
I like Frank's. I don't know about you. I'm pretty good with Frank's or Sriracha.
Yeah, Frank's Sriracha is good, but that's like a 1 out of 10.
Yeah, no, it's not too spicy.
No, but it's got a nice kick to it. Yeah,
that's cool, man. I hope your wraps are as good as your Tabasco / whatever sauce you like, bro. You know,
Death was it? Death Star? I seen that one on Hot Ones, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Death Sauce is one that's actually really hot. It's called Death Sauce. Yeah, and there's a number of ghost pepper based sauces that are pretty intense. I did one episode where I just straight up ate a ghost pepper, and that was rough. But my stomach's starting to go. I'm retiring. I filmed my first episode doing spicy stuff last week, and I nearly died.
Tums, huh?
Right. Your stomach is not going. Your stomach is like dissolving.
It's starting to reject.
Itself up,
So I'm actually shifting the direction of the channel to be more stuff about Vancouver hotspots, Canadian culture, and I'm trying to kind of create a channel to promote Vancouver and Canada to Korea because I've got the subscriber base already.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
Moving forward, I want to kind of promote the city to Korea.
Shout out to our people in Korea.
Yeah, man. Shout out to our viewers in Korea, man.
We
bless
challenged him to a chili eating contest, and he proved himself.
That's all I do.
Shout out.
That's all I do.
So, like, we're coming to we're at that section of the show, last 10 minutes.
Shit, man. This show went by quick.
It did, man.
It did.
It was a lot of stories being told, man. I still got, more questions, too.
Exactly. We got questions, but the question is, should we sacrifice the freestyle for the questions? Question. And Josuke says no.
No.
Josuke got a new contender for the title.
Hey, this isn't a competition, all right?
No,
it's not a competition.
It's not. It's not.
It's not a competition, but Shari's going to have to say something.
We're going to have a winner and a loser. We're just kidding, man. There's a secret sauce to the show. And, there's a reason he's the reigning champ.
Awesome.
Okay, that's all I'll say.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean? There's a reason I'm right. I'm the reigning champ because I'm the reigning motherfucking champ. You trying to say this game is rigged? We can take it outside.
This game ain't rigged. It's all natural. Freestyle,
this is
baby.
Just as fucking... This is the beat? This is the beat? All right,
this is the homie.
You started off.
Okay,
this is actually lit. Turn it up.
Shout out Lench on the beat. We gonna kill it.
Yeah, yo, I'm a lone wolf, no team around me. Nevertheless, there's always a scene around me. Always smoking greenery. Take that blunt rap and I pack it so ceaselessly. Yeah, you see me, now it's daybreak. Yeah, my style is so never fake. I'm on the new era, daybreak, wide awake to spread terror. And if you don't listen every week, I'm afraid that's an error. Yes, sir,
Hey, yeah, yes, sir, yes, sir. Hey, pulled up with the heat. And she say that she like the way I speak. Ay, got the blunt, I got the weed. Ay, ay, stop, wait, I don't freeze. Ay, I barely even sleep. Ay, yeah, my life is getting deep. Ay, why these people, they try to creep. Ay, man, I never count no sheep. Man, I move on my feet. Man, I move on my feet. Man, you gon' snooze in the street. I do what I do. Man, you do what you do, but you can't do how we do we. Ay, ay, she pop a roofie. Ay, ay, I fuck a groupie. Ay, ay, I take her money. Ay, pull up, Gucci Louis. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
shall we?
Oh, yeah, 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 oh. Yeah, 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 this beat fast. I hold steadfast, light a fucking bomb in Belfast. I know that hell has no room for a boss that can challenge the beast. Yeah, it's time to feast, we're gonna keep moving to the next level. Light up the bass, light up the treble. Afraid, I'm gonna summon the devil. Yeah, cause I am the rap rebel. I'm a true crusader, ruthless like I'm Darth Vader. And I'm like the Cape Crusader, sting like metal, like a boiling hot kettle. And we gon' keep moving to the next stage. Everybody wanna turn to the next page. It's the next chapter, sign your name of blood and then take what I'm after.
Hey boy, I just see ya.
I had to bring it back, man. DJ Shari on the beat, let's go.
DJ Slips, man.
That beat was too fast for the record.
That beat was trippy, yo.
Too fast.
Shout out Lensha, man.
When you're going to surprise me with a damn freestyle, make it like a little lower BPM, okay? Please.
Here's what I love about the freestyle session. The beats are freestyle as well, man.
That's true.
We have no idea what's going on.
We don't even know what to expect.
Okay, okay.
We have no idea what beats are coming. But Lensha, you handled that well. You handled that well. Let's go. Round two, baby.
Round two. Boom. Yeah, yes. Round two. Woke up around noon thinking life ain't nothing but a spoon. I'm gonna bend it. You won't bend. I ain't never bent. You like cement. Yeah, your life was getting hard. You seen a scar. Yeah, I drive up in that car. I'm going far. I'm going quick. Yeah, I'm going real far. I'm going quick. Yeah, your life was no shit. Remember days I used to roll around my city. Chasing 150.
Hey!
This beat is kind of trippy.
Trippy!
Hey, I'm gone, she says she missed me.
Missed me?
Hey, wait. Remember all that ocean? Sipping on that potion.
Ocean.
Hey, I'm rolling up that potion. Now she see me go.
Yeah!
Go.
Yeah, I'm managing keys. I got that pure uncut shit, that Vietnamese. Woo-hoo. So tell me who you trying to please. Motherfucker, it's Daybreak, ruling all your dynasties, yeah. Plus I got these rhymes for days. CITR the new era, and we ain't trying to play. I'm about to blow all your cats away. What I'm trying to say, I'ma keep on this grime till the crime will pay. Yeah, we moving in a dangerous way. We with the beat and the lyric and we bound to sway. Yeah, the blind follow, the strong gon' lead, y'all obey. And understandably, we gon' rock the mic here today.
Hey, today, I took a break with my homie Daybreak. That's an earthquake, wait, when the earth shake. And she need that perp, took her out for a perp day. Rolling up that ganja, I don't want no drama. And I'm hot just like a sauna. And I feel like Obama, cause I got the same birthday as him. August 4th.
You do?
That's nice. I do.
Shout out Obama. Obama's my cousin from Kenya. Shout out Obama. Yeah, I see you, man. I see you. I'm still waiting on my check, bro.
Always waiting on the check. Waiting on the check.
We got DJ Just K.
Nah, bro. Don't be calling me the DJ when these beats. My beats are fire every time. Listen.
Yeah. That's a switch up.
That's a switch up. Yo, I'm switching like Ginobili, feeling just like Kobe. Yeah, she say she hold me. I'm gonna block these fakers just like they some goalies. You ain't even know that goal. Man, I'm 20 and I'm feeling like I'm old. Now I'm 21 and my life be flying by. And I still be getting high. I be getting straight A's, but still barely by. Barely getting by. I'm gonna slide by, shoot a shot. I ain't talk no drive by. I be in my city, man, I'm getting way high, way up. Don't try to play us. And it's 3 in the morning every night, dog, I stay up. I'm working on my art. Man, it's over from the start. Used to walk around through my city night, time to smoke a dart. Now I just roll up that bleeze. Now I stop, now I don't freeze. My mama coming home, I skirt that Febreze. Cause it smell like weed.
Yeah, yo, we attacking like with untold power. They devour fakes, foes, fiends, and cowards. The hour is ours to hold, the new era. Bitch, we bout to break the mold, yeah. By the end of this track, y'all know the name. It's Daybreak, motherfucker, and I'm going insane. I'm up to invade your brain like some malignant cancer. I got the question, none of y'all got the answer, yeah.
You ain't got the answer. Like sway in the morning, play in the morning. Wake up and it's pouring. It's my city, and my city pretty. Now I'm feeling shifty. Now I'm switching lanes, and I'm getting high. And I'm doing things for change. I ain't even want the fame. Yeah, I remain the same, but this time gon' pass through the hourglass. Think about the past, throw it in the trash. Like my ass, that's behind me, player. Ay, I cannot mess with her. Why? She too whiny, player. Please don't try me, player. Ay, yo, my life was grimy, and you know I'm doing shit so red. I need no vising. Okay.
Yeah.
Still pull up right round two. Yeah, right on the spot. Ayy, rolling up at that part. Ayy, mama said you ain't gon' fly. Ayy, turn to an astronaut. Ayy, turn to an astronaut.
Yeah,
back to my city. Yeah, rolling that part.
Yeah,
turn to an astronaut.
Yeah,
turn to an astronaut.
Yeah,
came back to my city. Ayy, now they know I'm up.
Ooh, pick a DJ, shall we, on the beat? We gon' pull up with another one.
Another one.
New era. You know how we
Ooh,
do.
Ooh, I fuck with this one.
Ooh.
You know, none of these beats have really been my style up until now. You know,
Okay, you get it.
I feel you.
I like
you.
Rapping about death, destruction, and this is like, Ooh. Lean okay. back, this lean back, like chill okay. with a drink,
you,
baby.
You can try that death
sure.
destruction flow on this.
Hey,
yeah.
man.
Let's go.
Start.
Yeah, it's daybreak. Yo, make way, cause I'm about to make waves.
Hey.
Make graves, y'all motherfuckers know my name. I'm the mainframe, invade your head and never remain the same. If you understand, I'm leaving a stain, cause this is truth. Man, and that's all that I'm spitting. You acting so damn hard, but you just soft like a kitten. All the girls will be smitten, all these rhymes are unwritten. And if you wanna fuck with me, yo, then hell is submitting. You gotta understand my flow to understand my style. In the meanwhile, y'all motherfuckers can check my profile, because I'm so wild, always spitting all sorts of game. And by the end of this day, I'll be making that fame. And yes, sir,
pulled up to the club with my man. The way I do that move, she in a trance. Damn. Now I don't even dance.
I don't dance.
I hit that shot, Stevenson, just like I'm Lance.
Swish,
swish. I was young, dumb as fuck, smoking ounces to the lung. Standing on the block, thinking I could sell the pot. Selling crutches like it's rock, doing what the fuck we rock. Nah, fuck that re-rock. Told my bro he need to re-op. He said restock, and the life gon' change. Now I don't talk to that bro, cause he went insane. Cause it's all about the dough. Man, life's a game, so don't get caught in the parade. I'm gon' shoot that shot. If she gon' die, then I don't know what to say. I be doing what I wanna. Don't start no drama.
Hey,
don't start no drama.
No.
Yeah. We still going?
Yeah. We gonna switch it up.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, bro. I'm gonna ask you a question. A special for Daybreak.
Cool. Please do.
Off the top of the dome, name one rapper type of beat you'd like.
Well, you know what? Why don't I spit in Korean for you guys?
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet.
Would you like a specific type of beat or like
Korean type beat?
I don't want any beat. I'm gonna spit it a cappella for you. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah,
we got a special on the new era show.
Yo,
just kidding.
지금부터 한 살이 어린 아이로 바깥세계로 시기와 배신 그리고 검은성 그리 유혹 일찍부터 바쁜게 끼로 내 어린 시절 순수함은 사라지고 though my hopes and dreams are gone. 이곳을 벗어나고 싶은 욕망은 모를 주님 우리 도에게 흘러 그냥 흘려 집 복상으로 우리가 소리지러 미친 듯이 하지만 메아르는 내게 혼자 하는 빈주가 하루 도로아비수로 날아와 몽하니 밑에 내려잡아 갑자기 나고 싶은 생각이나 자료를 향해 순수를 위해 어지러운 세상을 피해 나이 소중한 시절을 찾아 저 높은 우주에 다시는 뒤를 돌아보지 않은 그냥 그기지 잃어버린 기억 속에 자차가 또래 친구와 같이 놀고 싶어 어직 버는 곳은 높은 동상에 누워 한가해 하루를 바라보는 거 Thank you.
I'ma have to say that was a new era show first.
Exclusive.
Wow.
Exclusive.
I messed up a little bit confused. In there. That like, the, my, much
dude,
love
really
to you.
Shit.
Yoon Mirae, aka T, a female rapper from Korea who I believe is the greatest female rapper on the planet. She raps. She's half black. She raps immaculately in both English and Korean.
Damn.
And she's kind of like the female superstar in terms of when it comes to hip hop music in South Korea. So shout out to Yoon Mirae.
Shout out.
Yeah. Sorry, I messed up your song a little bit there.
Oh,
but it was
her
okay.
song?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do you freestyle in Korean too?
No.
That must
absolutely
be hard as
not.
Fuck.
If I was to freestyle in Korean, it would be a lie and I would have prepared it all in advance.
Yeah, I thought that was a freestyle. That's why I was like just about to fucking fall off the chair. But like, sheesh.
Freestyling in Korean is another level.
Yeah,
sure.
I bet.
New Ebra. That's a special. That's what I call a special.
That's a
just
get
about to bust it in some Farsi out here for y'all, man.
I would rap in Farsi, but you know what?
Shout out, man.
I don't feel like it. I woke up in the morning right around 5.
5.
Still drunk and I still feel good to drive.
Drive.
You live that fake. You live those lies.
Live those lies.
I always work that shit. I had that drive.
Had that drive.
I had that drive. I had that drive.
I had that drive.
You live that bullshit fake. Goofy, live that lie.
That lie.
I had that drive. I got that drive.
Got that drive.
You live that lie.
Yeah.
You live a lie.
Live a lie.
Tell him.
Tell him.
I set it up for someone.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Yeah. We still living. We all up in it. We on the microphone and we about to just kill it.
Hey.
It's Daybreak, the new era. You know, you made big error. Trying to face with me. Trying to fuck around. Get sprayed with me. Ooh. Yeah. I'm on top of the game, on top of this, y'all should know my name. It's Daybreak, I don't fake what I want, I just come and take. Y'all don't understand the way that I flow, you don't understand the way this is gonna go. It's gonna go badly for all y'all. You're gonna see your true downfall. You're gonna see just how I do it. Upflow so goddamn fucking fluid. In nature like a druid. Y'all motherfuckers knew it. Daybreak on the mic so hard and I rap this beat. And you know I'm gonna do it like this.
Hey. And I'm back with a spliff.
Spliff.
Shooting that shot, feeling like Kobe. Swish. Cause you know it's a swish. I barely go miss. Ayy, she's smelling like fish. Ooh, rolling up dank. Ayy, I'm the bank with the ships.
Yeah.
Bank with the chips. Rolling it in a spaceship. Ooh, flying out to a waste.
Yeah.
I ain't patient. You sit in the basement writing down these words, then you know that the shit amazing. Now wake up in the morning, awaken. No, I ain't playing.
Nah.
No, no play.
No play.
No way. Wait, you don't know me? You don't know K? Hey. But now you do.
Dude.
Pull up, sip, got a brew.
Ooh.
Fuck around.
Ooh.
And Max be sick to the right.
Ooh.
Boy, got a flu.
Ooh. Ooh.
And he be sipping my Gatorade.
Yay.
Don't give a fuck what a hater say.
Hater.
I just be getting that money. I'm shooting like Kobe. Yeah, that is the Laker way.
Hey,
I'm all about balling.
Ballin'.
Go in your ref, what you calling?
Callin'.
Man, I'm feeling like spring for the season.
Hey.
Then I start falling.
Yo, we still freestyling on the show.
Yeah.
Gotta let everybody know.
Yeah.
CITR, the new era coming. Yeah, and you best start to get running, cause we the best MCs.
Yeah.
We so feasibly the best on the mic at the greenery. We always be smoking ceaselessly. Yeah. We keep spitting, cause y'all be spent with my rhymes. And y'all can see I am the very fucking best MC. So rise up to the top.
Ooh.
Rise up and I never ever wanna stop. Let the beat drop, this is true hip hop. And in the end, yo, y'all can't clean me up. Even if you was a mop.
Ooh.
I'm about to take it to the top.
Top.
All your motherfuckers know I don't stop. And I'ma keep it moving just like this. Just keep it going on. Keep the beat just cause it's flowing on.
Flowing on.
Everybody knows that I'm growing to the next stage. Yeah, I might be filled with rage. Y'all could trap me in a cage. I'm like a lion in rage. And now turn the page cause it's time
to switch the motherfucking beat in a new
era. Still freestyling? Is this show over? Wait, what
this
time
show
is
don't
it?
End, do it. I don't think so.
It was like
no
a bit of a freestyle turning to half the show.
It's 9:58.
I was not prepared for this.
One more beat.
Unfortunately, we cannot have one more beat, just okay?
We can't.
That was fun, though. That was a lot of fun.
Because one beat's going to lead to another and another and another. It's never going to stop because that's what we do. We keep it hot like a crack pot,
What's loaded on the screen, man? That's another beat.
It's another beat, but the beat is on mute, bro.
All you gotta do is up the pre-fader, man. Come on.
We got the next show coming up. Ninth Wave. Motherfucker.
Ninth Wave, man.
We had Daybreak in the studio. Your round of applause for
round
Daybreak.
Round of applause.
Thank you so much.
Definitely, we're gonna have to say that was the most
thank you.
Interesting interview we had in the New Era show.
Yeah,
hands
down.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to an autobiography coming out.
Thank you.
ASAP,
exactly,
bro.
Yeah, autobiography.
That's be a Wikipedia page or something.
I'm waiting for a Korean to English translation.
Yeah,
rap book, you know what I'm saying? But like, you know what I mean? No disrespect at all to our previous artists that we've interviewed.
Everyone's
like,
been amazing.
Yeah, as a radio host, you every show is like the best, and you're like, man, I hope next week, like, you know, I get someone dope. And you know what, Daybreak, you didn't disappoint. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, man. But please, guys, look me up online at daybreakmc.ca.
Gotcha.
You can find me on facebook.com/daybreakhiphop. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. So please, find me, follow me, and let's be friends online.
Let's be friends, man. No discriminating, no
discriminate.
Hating, just appreciating, man.
If you want your music to be tuned in next week's New Era show, please hit up JustK604 or the Afrolution, Eric Shari.
Yeah.
You know where to find us. UBC, The Nest, The Pit. Probably see Eric at the bar.
Exactly, at the bar, man. Exactly, man. Any potential sponsors, if you're looking for some New Era show sponsorship, yo, hit me up, man. Endorsement, actually. I'll endorse you, man. You know what I'm
saying? We'll endorse you.
We out here. Then you can sponsor us. Exactly.
Yeah, thanks, Dallas.
So, like, shout out everyone. Thank you, Just K. You guys for coming out tonight. Really appreciate it. James, we got one homie in the studio. He's been quiet all throughout the show, man. James,
yo,
say what's up,
it's
bro.
James. One time, shout out to all my homies in Toronto. Shout out to my moms. Shout out to my pops.
Shout out moms and pops, man. We out here. James a big
boy. Out
in
the six?
Yeah, James doing his thing. And the New Era show is officially over. We got the ninth wave coming. And we going to see y'all next week right on time.
The ninth wave of the day, man. Start at 10 p.m., y'all. Better get your logistics.
Adios.
Yeah. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus.